You know, when Ivan hit Grenada in September was something else, you know. People say they really and truly did not expect it to be so strong, even though the TV keep telling them it could be a bad storm. Boy, hearing about it and experiencing it is two different things, you know. Grenadians say you really had to be there to really understand what went on. They say Ivan start to hit Grenada around 2 p.m. Some people say they thought it was 2 a.m. because the place gets so dark, but it was 2 p.m. after lunch. Some house lose their roof and thing in the first puff of breeze, and Ivan did not even reach yet. It's like he sent out riders ahead of him to check out things. Like when the Prime Minister going through traffic with motorcycle in front, confusing traffic and stressing out poor people in the road. You know what I mean? They say from 2 onwards, wind and rain like Grenadians never see in their life. Because remember, a lot of Grenadians was not around when Hurricane Janet hit the place in 55. Some of them didn't even born yet, but I was there, so I know what went on. In any case, Ivan had plenty more things to blow away in 2004 than Janet had in 55. I mean to say, you know how much more house and hotel and thing built in Grenada since 1955? Man, everything that could blow away started to blow away. House, roof, car, garage, galvanized, furniture, hotel, garbage. You name it, Ivan pick it up and pelt it away. Motor car, trailer, yachts, outhouse, even panty, bra and socks. A man even get a false teeth, brought him out. People say the wind was one thing, but was the gust, boy. Was the gust that do the damage. Because even though Ivan was a Category 3 hurricane with sustained winds of 115 miles per hour, when you hear gust, that is when the wind has just suddenly so blow hard. He was reaching all kind of 145 miles per hour, and that is Category 4. And very few things could stand up to that kind of wind. And to make it worse, Ivan was not a decent hurricane like Janet, you know. Ivan was a tornado in disguise, boy. So when people thought Ivan was blowing, Ivan was sucking. Because you know tornado does suck up thing. Ivan sucked thing out people's house like when you're sucking sweet drink from a bottle with a straw. Ivan was like a vacuum cleaner. Ivan even sucked out my brother's drapes from his bedroom, curtain rods and all. Up to now, we don't know how Ivan get the curtain rod out the window. Well, he's looking for rod all over the yard. People looking for roof, he's looking for curtain rod. You say, you know how much I pay for them rod, boy? A contractor tell me, say, boy, it didn't have no good roof and no bad roof. When it come to a hurricane like Ivan, it only have lucky roof. You're lucky if Ivan ain't passed by your roof because no roof could really stand up if a hurricane like Ivan hit them direct. So it's not good they good, it's lucky they lucky. People say it was the strongest winds they ever experienced in their life. They say the wind sound like demons and devils howling for blood. Like they could hear voices in the wind. You know, it's the same thing they had tell me when the hurricane hit St. Croix. How they hear voices like people cussing and carrying on. I tell you, this hurricane thing is devil business. You mark my words. As a matter of fact, people say they could have seen the wind. Yes, see it. A man says the first time he ever see wind. He said the wind was like a white cloud moving towards the house. He could see it like a beast standing up on its hind leg and just biting off house roof after house roof after house roof, eating up galvanized as if it was biscuit. You think it easy? Ivan must be know how Grenadians like oil dome, so he treat them like a good plate of oil dome. You ever eat oil dome, boy? With breadfruit and pigtail and thing? Boy, that thing nice. All this time, people bawling for their life and running for cover. Because every time they go in one room and think it's safe, Ivan gone with that too. And they had to move to the next room until they run out of room. And after that, as they say, was any port in a storm. A lot of people survive in the cupboard. It seems as if cupboard is one of the safest places to go when you run out of room and roof. So like it pays to invest in a good cupboard, one without termites. One girl tell me how she and her husband spent the whole hurricane in a cupboard under the kitchen sink. She said it was the first time they realized the plumbing so bad. The husband gets vexed, he says soon as hurricane gone, he's firing the plumber. You know, during hurricane, people have talked plenty stupidness, you know. They say that good. Because it does relieve the stress and you don't suffer from too much trauma afterwards. Like a girl, they ask what she do when she see Ivan coming. She say, boy, I van and I van and I van till I couldn't van no more. Right now, they have she under observation. They say she's suffering from trauma. Well, boy, for some, the best place was the bathroom. A fella tell me he had filled the bathtub with water to drink. But when Ivan hit and the roof start to go, is because he emptied the water and he and his wife lie down in the bathtub and cover up with a mattress. That is the next thing. A lot of people use mattress during hurricane to get away from things falling on them. So next time you're buying, make sure you get a good hurricane mattress. For some folks, the safest place was the laundry because it was the only really enclosed room in the house. Some end up in the tool shed. Some go in the car inside the garage. Next thing, Ivan parked the car in a tree. And car was joke. Ivan moved a whole house with about 5 people in it and relocated in the middle of the road. One lady says she spent 6 hours in a chest of drawers with 5 cockroaches. She says she was glad for the company. My brother stayed in the house by himself. He spent the time in the corridor, the passage between the bedrooms, waiting to see which room will go first. That is the next thing. It's not good to be by yourself in a hurricane. If anything happened to you, nobody gonna know, and you could dead chop it. The thing is, people must plan where they go survive if hurricane ever come by them. You could always get advice from the local disaster office, but it's up to you to find the safest place in your house to hide out. And the best time to do that is long before the hurricane season starts, not while the hurricane mashing up your house. And if your house ain't good, evacuate before the hurricane. Because when you hear hurricane start, nobody ain't coming and risk their life to save you, you know. So you and hurricane to catch. Some people don't like to leave because they're afraid they get loot. Well, it's a matter of loot or life. A friend tell me when Ivan I pass overhead and everything quiet down, they decide to make a dash for it to the neighbor yard. But when they open the door, he say, if you see thing in the yard, he say by the time they try to pass wrong them thing to reach by the neighbor, they hear Ivan coming back cussing and carrying on, and they had to run back for their life. I tell you, Ivan was like a bad dog. And talking about bad dog, you know some people blight in truth. A cousin of mine say he spent the whole night under the table watching Ivan spin around all the furniture and wares and knife and fork and glasses and pot and pan and thing. He say everything was going wrong in a circle in front of the eye, like a whirlwind, like when you're stirring cocoa tea in a cup. He say not one thing touch him, not even a little piece of glass. So when things quiet down, he decide to run by the neighbor. And guess what? As soon as he put his foot outside, glass cut him. And the neighbor dog bite him. So he had to go and get tetanus injection on top of everything else. That's the next thing, eh? During hurricane, always keep on your shoe and proper clothes in case you have to run outside in a hurry. A policeman tell me, boy, it's a good thing I even hit during the day when people could see where they're going. He say, boy, it was nighttime. Plenty more people would have dead here. Plenty more people would have dead. For some people, the sounds of the hurricane was the most memorable thing. Not just the wind, but the sound of galvanized leaving your rafters, or roof raising up piece by piece, or tiles flying off your roof. One fella say when you hear tiles leaving a roof, it's like a flock of birds beating their wings, like a fluttering of feathers. He say when he tiles start to go, and he heard the song, he couldn't imagine what it was. He say he thought it was birds. When he checked next morning, he know for sure, was he tiles. Child, everybody in Grenada have a story to tell. But the long and short of it was that living through Ivan was an experience. And when you ask Grenadians how it was during Ivan, first thing they tell you, boy, whatever you hear, it was worse than that. You had to be there to see what we're talking about. But I think I could sum up the Ivan experience in the words of an old Grenadian saying, when trouble start, all zandoli find you whole. In other words, be prepared. When things start, know where you're going. And right now, I gone.